Giordano.
Dale Finch.
Paul Bosper.
And absent tonight on vacation is Councilwoman Dwayne Scannapico. Thank you. Okay, first thing on our agenda tonight, thanks for coming out, Joe. It was a nice August day for August meeting. Okay, minutes to be accepted. The July 6, 2021 Town Board Monthly Meeting, our July 21st, 2021 Meeting, Town Board Committee, and need a motion to approve those minutes.
Motion.
Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Second by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Okay, very good. First resolution we have is Anthony Bell. Let's see. Whereas there is a position at the cemetery department for a part-time employee, and whereas Anthony Bell is currently a seasonal employee, so therefore we, the Catskill Town Board, hereby changes employment status of Anthony Bell Jr. from seasonal to part-time, effective August 2nd, 2021. Does anybody want any discussion or need it? You know, it's pretty straightforward. So I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Patrick.
Second.
Second by Jared. All those in favor?
Aye.
Those against? Motion so carried. Next motion we have is inter-fund transfers for 2020. In the resolution, we talk about it. It says, whereas the following fund transfers need to be made to repay borrowed funds on a short-term basis during the 2020 year. The A fund to the B fund is $51,556.63. From the B fund to the DB fund, $74,774.07. And from water fund to the A fund, $1,975.37. So therefore, the Catskill Town Board hereby authorizes those transfers. The only, I don't know if it's a correction, but those funds weren't actually borrowed in 2020. I think they've been around for, you know, a considerable length of time. So on a record, if we need to get a specific date from the bookkeeper, I'd rather do that. Because, you know, those numbers, you know, for the record, if somebody went back and looked at the resolution, you know, that borrowing didn't happen in 2020. So, I mean, I would vote on as long as we get the correct year of those borrowing. And it'd be nice to get them in our account. But it's been longer term than 2020.
It's just the email. That's what Mr. Torsia said in the email.
Okay.
During the year 2020.
Because when he was at our meeting, you know, we did say it was a little stale. So I just don't want to reflect that we did the borrowing in 2020 when that wasn't the case. So
that's been there for a long time.
Yeah, some of those have been when Elliot came on from the middle of the
10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
So I mean, some of it does date back, you know, probably to, you know, like 2005 or something of that nature. So
I think maybe what he meant was for the AUD to be cleaned up in 2020,
right? Let's clarify that. I mean, I don't even know if we have to have, you know, a year in there, so we're going to make the transfer. But, you know, somebody goes back down to the record, I don't know if we borrowed that money in 2020. So, with that said, I'll entertain a motion.
Motion.
Motion by Paul, second by Patrick. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Those against? Motion so carried. Next resolution we have is for the Sarah Traffic, and actually, I started looking at the signage for the gazebos and all that kind of stuff way back, I guess it was in January 2020, and then all this other pandemic, but Sarah Traffic worked for the Daily Mail. She's actually the community engagement coordinator now, and so she got me back on track to get the signage for the next resolution. So tax tobacco-free park, whereas the Town Council hereby adopts the following resolution to establish tobacco-free zones at all town parks and property. I don't know if we should put Ricky Trainer in the Rick Schoolhouse just to clarify it, but those are the two locations. You know, right now Ricky Trainer already has no smoking signs, which we replace. The Rick Schoolhouse does not. So whereas the definition of tobacco products means all manufactured products containing tobacco, nicotine, including cigarettes, cigars, pipe tobacco, chew, electronic cigarettes, and all other vaping products and nicotine delivery systems and devices. And whereas the definition of smoking means inhaling, exhaling, burning, vaping, carrying any lighted or heated cigars, cigarettes, pipes, or any other lighted, heated, or electronic smoking device. I don't know what hookah it was at, but I'm not too familiar with that is. And tobacco, including activated tobacco, nicotine, plant products, including cannabis, cannabinoid, hemp, or other products, whether natural, synthetic, intended for inhalation, in any manner or in any form. So whereas smoking is the responsibility of premature death, it goes on to over 450,000 Americans each die of lung cancer, heart disease, respiratory illnesses, and diseases. And whereas children exposed to secondhand smoke are more likely to have reduced lung function, symptoms, and respiratory irritation. And children with asthma are exposed to secondhand smoke are especially at risk for having conditions worsened by secondhand smoke. Whereas secondhand smoke is responsible for 50,000 deaths among smokers each year, whereas 90% of the smokers started smoking by the age of 18, initiated age 13 old. And whereas every day it is estimated 3,900 young people under the age can try their first cigarette, and one-third of those children die prematurely from tobacco-related illnesses. And whereas e-cigarettes and vaping are designed to deliver nicotine, which is a highly addictive drug. And whereas e-cigarettes and vaping are the most common nicotine products used by teens, over 27% of high school students in New York use some form of e-cigarette. And whereas nicotine exposure causes changes to the developing brain and affects attention and susceptibility of other addictions. So therefore, the Pasco Town Board, to help role model the non-smoking behavior of children and youth and provide a safe and smoke-free environment to clear town parks and recreation areas at all town-owned property, appropriate signage will be posted to designated areas as tobacco, e-cigarette, cannabis free zones effective immediately. And with that, we need a motion.
Motion
by Jared. Second by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion so carried. Glad to get that one out of the way before we get to school house. Spend a little bit of time on that. Okay. Let's sit on the resolutions for tonight. Next one we got is correspondence, New York State DEC notice of availability of funds for urban forestry grant. I got something from Diane.
These are yearly grants, but is it anything the town can apply for? Or is it just for fire departments?
This is for Arbor Day, for trees and things like that.
Gotcha. Yeah. Right. And Hudson Valley Office Equipment Solicitation for Equipment Leasing. I don't know when our lease has come up for renewal.
2023, I believe.
2023, okay. So really kind of, we're there for a while, but it was nice to have a local company. Notice of Green County resolution awarding bids for propane to Nolan Gas Company. And that's it on the correspondence for this month, unless somebody has something they would like to add that I'm not aware of. New business. Let's go continue this. Brooke Stevens, road name application. I haven't received any updates, from Ted on that topic. So, and he mentioned that he was going to handle that. So, until we hear more from Ted, I don't know. Anybody else have
what information? What stage in the process is it? Did the planning board approve his project?
The first phase. To my understanding, I believe he wants to build another home outside of the distance of the first approval.
Did he contact 911 yet for the road?
This is the application through 911. So he wants to extend his road.
Right. And I don't know the total. I'll be honest with you, I don't know the total issues with it. If it's the extension is going to be considered a driveway versus a road, that's all that stuff I don't. I'm aware of it, but I don't have the facts to make a statement on it. So that's where Ted is with that, with the planning board.
I would just table it until the planning board makes a decision with the roads and these to there.
Right, exactly. And I think that's where we are with it. Because do you remember the name of that road? I forget. Maybe it was Quarry or Old Quarry, something like that.
There's a Quarry Road in the town castle.
Right. Old Quarry Road that you approved when he did his subdivision for that area. Now he wants to have an extension of his road called Old Quarry Road Extension.
Is it listed on the town's maintenance of roads? So then it's a private road.
Yeah.
Right. So, if he wants to name a road and 911 approves it, it's a private road. He can name it anything he wants. It doesn't go on the town's maintenance of roads.
Right. I think the issue might be, is it really going to be a road or is it really going to be a drive? But again, not until TIF. I mean, that's something that our town attorney's working with, so I'm going to yield it to Ted Hilscher. New business, storage program panel bill. Did you get a list of names of people that were interested in participating in that
yes.
program?
Mm-hmm.
And do you want Stan to keep those on there?
Correct.
So I thought with just knowing that, and I didn't know things, which I don't know the other ones, I think, you know, Dawn being on the town board, I think is she would be the person the liaison between mm-hmm. the stewardship program, and she can, you know, be like I said, the liaison to the town board. And when Dawn gets back on the, you know, from vacation and gets back in town, you know, maybe we can pass that over to her. She can contact the individuals that expressed interest. I think that's the way to go with that. But speaking of that, it's kind of old business, but it's everybody that's not aware, the county, you know, through the town, we talked a little bit, and you know, they decided after the meeting we had at Campbell that it was a no vote for the fencing on the bridge, which was in the, you know, was reported in the Daily Mail and through Sean Brogan. So, like I said, we did a lot of work on there. We thought we had some solutions, and as more people come to things, we found different things. So that should be in good shape. And hopefully, the stewardship program works through the end of the community. Okay. Highway equipment need to repair backhoe. So, I've been multiple phone calls on it. I did this, and I talked to Sean, our highway superintendent, on the issue today. I have spoken to our mechanic, Jack Omeron, at the garage on the show. So I got a good deal of information on it. I guess what I'm hearing from all parties now that they'd rather and think it's in the best interest of the town to get the repair done on the transmission for $26,000.
Only 5 years old.
Yeah, right. I mean, Sean was a little on the fence, you know, but again, to come up, the difference was $26,000 for the repair, which is obviously an expensive repair. And to replace the backhoe with a trade-in was roughly about $65,000. So, I mean, it's talking with Sean. It's not new, but there's a little rust on the cab and things of that nature.
25 years old.
Yeah. Right. But,
that's just a coach that needs 10 years.
Exactly. So,
I make a motion we all order the highway superintendent to repair the backbone.
So, second. Seconded by Paul. All those in favor?
Aye.
I agree. Like I said, it's been a tough year for us on that line anyway. We have had to buy a pace tractor. We have a lawnmower we have to purchase. So
we haven't hit winter yet.
We haven't hit winter, and so. So that's it on that. So just a few other little things. The budget season, Pearson put that out to all the department heads. I'm going to try to get back on having a regular meeting Thursday. Don't work out, but I'm going to try to do a staff meeting on Tuesday of next week. And I would like to have the department heads come up with a 1 to 5 year plan projecting out for equipment needs, personnel, just so we get a little better handle on that. And in the email, it's advisable if they can get a hold of their committee people that are responsible for that department and kind of get some of this stuff hashed out, you know, a little bit ahead of time. And you say the smoking policy, we dealt with that this month for the indoor clean air acts. I think we're good on that. That's pretty much all I have, unless anybody's got any reports from their committees that they want to talk about or bring forward.
No, but I think, I was thinking about this this weekend, so it's been 2 years now since we've had a Memorial Day break, and it's driving me absolutely bananas.
I'm with you on that.
We put a letter out, and it was late, and we got zero response for Veterans Day, or Memorial Day. I think this year, we should have a Veterans Day parade. We invite every veteran in the town of Catskill to come, whether they want to walk or drive or whatever, just start at, I don't even care, start off at the Jefferson Heights and walk all the way down to the courthouse and see if we can get that gentleman that spoke at Memorial Day
to hit the parade.
Yes.
Yes, he was born out. Do you want to This is the other one.
I'm thinking of just trying to think of how much trouble I can cause you tonight. No, anyway. Memorial Day parade?
Veterans.
Oh, veterans.
Technically.
The Veterans Day parade was always a function of the American Legion and the VFW. It was never a town function.
Right.
And then, eons ago, the veterans in the American Legion decided that they just couldn't do a parade. And that's when the town of Catskill took over doing the parade.
Did we have Veterans Day parades? I know we had Memorial Day parades.
No. Not all, sorry, not Veterans Day. Memorial Day parades.
Yeah.
But Veterans Day parades we never had.
Right. I want to do one this year.
The only ceremony we used to have was on in November for Armistice Day. Yep. Or it's not called Armistice Day anymore. At the courthouse. The town used to put a ceremony on. And then I think when I was I took over from Peter Margolis, I think we did maybe two or three or four times, and then it was hard to get together. You know, it was November, and the weather sometimes wouldn't cooperate. So that kind of fell by the wayside.
I think good.
But Veterans Day is a fine time to have a parade. I don't know what date is that? November
11th.
November 11th.
We could have it on the November 10th.
That's Armistice Day. It is now Veterans Day. Armistice Day, not Veterans Day. Because Veterans Day is on whatever day it is.
You go.
We know Panelville always has a ceremony.
Right.
We can either try to have the parade prior and then have the ceremony on the Panelville, or we can have the parade after their ceremony, later in the afternoon. But maybe we should talk with them.
Where do the parade look there?
Or do the parade on the Panelville. But then we got to get state.
We've got to close the state road.
But it would be, I mean, again, it's hard to get people out. I mean, not having a memorial, COVID was still around, but it would be nice to get that back on track for Memorial Day. But it's tough to get volunteers who really want to.
The only thing is, if you were going to have, if the town was going to sponsor a ceremony on Veterans Day, probably should make. To give the county a call and find out if the weather is inclement that they have the ceremony at the point inside the
Fred Nestor's building
inside the point, because that most people would go to that
because
it's inside.
On their schedule this Saturday before Veterans Day, they're having their Green County Veterans Day ceremony down there.
Right, they always have that. Yeah,
so the building should still be clean and open.
Oh yeah. The only thing you would need to get is a rider on your insurance policy.
Or do we do the parade the same day that they're doing the ceremony and the parade?
Well, parades at that time of the year.
It annoys me that all these other events are going on and we haven't been able to have them. So I think Veterans Day.
I'll tell you the truth. I wouldn't mind a Veterans Day ceremony down at the point. You know what time is Panelville's? The Panelville's
noon.
Always on the
noon.
Sunday. Is it 11 o'clock on a Sunday?
No.
It's on Veterans Day.
Oh, it's on. Whatever day Veterans Day falls,
that's when their ceremony.
They have the ceremony, but you could have the ceremony. I don't know what day Veterans
Thursday.
Thursday.
So they'll have a ceremony Thursday. Don't they usually move it to Saturday?
No, usually leave.
No, because everybody's off, so it's the exact day.
Do it that weekend, or maybe Saturday or Sunday at the point. Then you're not interfering with Panama.
Even beyond that Memorial Day, I mean, it would I mean, I don't know who we can talk with or how we get, or get to spark the interest back and getting some,
Well, I think we can start with this one, Veterans Day. We reach out to the other organizations that used to do
Memorial Day. It seems to me like the American Legion is starting to assume, some control over that.
Yes.
Which, if you read all the other towns, it's always the American Legion that does the ceremony.
Which is fine.
And Tommy, and Sal's, he's the commander.
Yeah, Sal's the commander.
And I mean, Tom, and I think the American Legion will definitely, as long as they possibly can, will always do the ceremony. Mm-hmm. But I think it's too big for them to say then who does the parade. Because I did help Tom out a little bit this year with getting the ceremony together. That's all they can do at this particular time. So I think if we can get some other volunteers within the community to help organize the fire departments and whatever else happens, if we need marching bands and this kind of stuff,
reach out to the school.
Memorial Day was over. Memorial Day and Memorial Day is now a problem for most of the American Legion posts now, because they don't have enough active members to attend the various ceremonies that are around the county. So, American Legion Post for Casco used to send members to Caro, and Caro would send members to Greenville, and the time was always the issue, because if we had a parade at 11 o'clock, there was another ceremony at 11 o'clock. So they can never, our post can never get enough people together to actually put on the ceremony. And I think we ran into a problem there as to how many people you can get from the American Legion post. And then the VFW all of a sudden just decided not to participate, and they have their own little ceremony at the VFW ball.
Right.
So
they had to, I think it was their anniversary year. They had a ceremony.
Well, they had, this is their 100th year.
Yeah,
that's for the VFW.
How much money do they have left in the celebration fund?
That I don't know. I mean, you can tie. If you want, you can tie.
Yeah, but we didn't do anything else.
We didn't put a lot.
If you wanted to do a Veterans Day ceremony, you could tie that Veterans Day ceremony into the 100th anniversary of the VFW
fireworks.
Hunting for American.
No, Sullivan Teeter.
Yeah.
Roll that into the 100th anniversary of Sullivan Teeter on Veterans Day at the point and have a joint ceremony.
And that's a good opportunity because we didn't really get an opportunity, or at least I didn't get the opportunity, because I was in the Legion.
It was the same day as the ceremony here.
Right, I was at the Legion, and so we had half the people down here, and then we had another group up ahead of Main Street, so really it would be a good opportunity to...
The ceremony is on the 6th from 10 to 12.
Where?
Down at the Freightmaster Building for the county.
Oh, that's a Veteran of the Year award.
Right.
Or is that deceased veterans?
Honor veteran.
They have two. Oh, honor veteran.
Right.
Maybe Veterans Day is the way to go. Unless we do it the same as the county and just have a parade, and then they handle all the ceremonial stuff. No.
Well, getting the parade, you have to send letters out, and normally what happens is
it's hard to get people.
Well, we always can get the school, but then. It depends on whether they're on a holiday, and then you have to have the fire companies always respond very, very nicely to them.
Right.
But for this kind of parade, I'm thinking we don't have to rely on just the first responders to line up. I'm thinking every veteran in the town of Catskill shows up for this. If you want to drive down in this parade in your car,
I don't know how you control that.
Right, you're saying we're World War II.
But it's just 94 years old. You line up.
Yeah. Anybody blow the horn and just like to make them.
Yep.
So it's like almost an informal. It's a parade. It's a parade of honor.
I see. Whatever we have left in the celebration fund, we spend on this.
Just
whether it's put by
a field house. Well, just send a letter out to all the veterans organizations, and then they'll have the press releases that Town Council would like to have a ceremony on Veterans Day for every veteran, and see what kind of response you get.
Right, that's good. And then, like I said, I think the informal part might be something like that. It's just different. It makes it easy, and everybody gets to participate.
Less pressure.
Less pressure, and everybody that wants to participate can.
Yeah.
Even the elderly gentlemen and ladies that are out there, they don't have to stand on the curb anymore. That they get an extra ride down Main Street.
Maybe instead of doing the ceremony at the courthouse, we can do it down at Dutchman's on the grandstand.
Right. Mm-hmm. And then you do coffee and donuts or something.
We got
a nice parking down here now. So
yeah, it's a beautiful parking lot.
All right, that sounds like something we could be.
Let's do it.
I think that's good. But again, and then we'll get past this one first, but then I think, when the snow's flying, we get through the holidays, it's going to be time to start looking at the Memorial Day Parade and see what kind of interest there
is. Oh, so it might be a good way to build up interest for
Memorial Day. Right. This type of parade works, we might have to stick with it. Joe, you said you have a few items for us?
I wanted to understand the issue out in Palenville on Woodstock Avenue as to what really is going on. I mean, I looked at the minutes of the board meeting, not this minutes, you just approved it, but the prior board minutes indicated that everybody was in favor of a fence, or at least hopes for fences, and about sheriff's patrols and a permanent fence, but it would block the bridge, And they said most people in Palenville had it, not anyone down there, because there's only a little sliver of land at the end of the bridge that you can get down to, because the rest of it is all private property.
Correct.
And I was out there today, and I was looking at it, and it doesn't look like you get a lot of people down there.
No.
But then somebody said, well, you're not going to put any fence on Mr. Bloom's house. And then all of a sudden, everybody said, oh yeah, let's do that. Let's close off the creek, and we can do that. A lot of fence for the bridge. And then I read in the paper that now that's not going to happen, and that obviously the people in Palenville have decided that it's no longer a big problem.
That pretty sums it up.
Now, the issue I have is I don't live in Palenville, and I can understand why you wouldn't want a whole bunch of people running around swimming hole there. But did the town consult with the town attorney as to the liability of the town if somebody happens to get hurt on that piece of property, which is town property, because the town did not do due diligence in making sure that that property was safe?
We've had discussions with the town attorney on the issue of the Tanner Bridge. Yes.
No, I'm not talking about the Tanner Bridge. Tanner Bridge is another issue, but
the Tanner Bridge, I call it the Tannery Bridge area. That's all, okay. The bridge itself, but I mean in reference to that area.
Well, the bridge is county property.
Correct, but the area. I'm saying the area. Yeah.
Right. Did the town attorney say that there's no liability there? Did the town attorney recommend to the board something that they can do to mitigate any potential lawsuit if somebody gets hurt going down to that property?
We're still in talks with the town attorney on what their best approach would be at that for that area, and not only that area, all town property. I mean, we have
well,
property, you got to do it for all.
No, you don't.
Sure you don't. You have people hunting on town property, right?
I'm not concerned right now about any other town property. What I'm concerned about is the liability issue. What the board I'm going to afford to think about is the liability issue that the residents of the town of Catskill, which means Leeds, Jefferson Heights, Village of Catskill, all those other residents who would be involved or would have to pay for a potential lawsuit or settlement that would happen if somebody got hurt on that on town property, if there was not enough notice that either you couldn't go there or you were, or the town would not be responsible, which you can never do because some law firm will come by and say, well, that doesn't settle it, because the town technically has been put on notice by the residents out there. You have some residents who want that cut off. You have some residents who don't want it cut off. But the liability issue is still a problem. It still sits out there. And you know, you don't have to do anything. I'm just here to tell you that I think that if you don't have a strategy for mitigating any legal issues concerning that piece of property, that could be a problem. It could be a problem. And if the town attorney says to you, there's no liability issues there, then you have to go by his opinion. But I just think that, you know, from a town-wide perspective, not a panel perspective,
right,
but a town-wide perspective, the liability issue. And then you have the liability issue of those properties alongside the properties alongside the entrance there. We only got one property. Well, actually, one property. And what happens if somebody gets hurt going down there on their property? Do that property owner have a right to take action against the town because the town didn't do their due diligence and the person got hurt on that piece of property? And then the other issue is the bridge. Now, if somebody jumps off the bridge and it's only on that one side, because that's the only side that's kind of deep enough, that one section there. If somebody jumps off that bridge and gets hurt, now who's liable? You've asked the county to put a fence up. The county said, yeah, we'll do it. And now the town turns around and says, oh no, we don't need a fence. So now, if somebody jumps off there and gets hurt, somebody's going to come back and say, well, gee, the town had an opportunity to make at least that side safe. And if anybody goes over that, well, that's their problem because they actually went around, you know, the mechanism that you had in place to keep people from jumping off of that. And if I was the county, I definitely would want something there, because does the county have legal liability there? You have to ask the county attorney.
Right.
And you know, the argument that the fence would impede snow plowing is bullshit. That lower part of the fence is open. Plows will go over that. That bridge was built for snow plows. You know, if you make enough fence, you can mitigate that. The Thoreau has lots of bridges that go over their land that have snow fences on them, and they don't get hurt. So I'm just here asking the board to look at the situation again from a legal perspective and find out what action that you as a board
mitigate any potential lawsuits that may come out of that piece of property. There may never be any lawsuits out of it. But for your own benefit and for the residents of the town of Castle, I certainly would see, want to see, you know, $1 million settlement come out of there if somebody has to get hurt. I don't know this year is there a lot of problems out there or not, but that's the reason I'm here.
Your points are well taken. We'll take a look at it. But again, we are looking at it, you know, kind of in current status anyway. But I mean, your points are well taken.
Yeah, that's the reason I'm here, because I'm looking at it in a different way. You're looking at it to try and resolve an issue with the town and the handle of Campbell. With the people and the crowds and all kind of garbage you got going on out there, and people having their properties run over and all that stuff. I mean, I understand, you know, the issues that you had there, but
right.
I just wanted you to be aware of the potential for other issues to arise, other legal issues to arise, if in fact the board has not considered that, which obviously you are considering.
And I think with this stewardship program, I think that, you know, as an educational tool might be.
Well, the stewardship program has nothing to do with liability.
Right, but it could still make the place, you know, a better area for everybody. It's good, of course. But I agree. It's not a litigation or a legal tool. The points are well taken.
Just wanted to make sure that the board, you know, that the town is safe. That's all. Thank you.
Thanks, Ed, John. Appreciate it.
And if I was the county, I'd have to think about that. I'd be rethinking that. I'd be rethinking that fence.
Anything else tonight? Or
yes, I just got something.
Okay.
So Saturday is Bob Darling's 100th birthday. And the fire department's asking for some kind of citation from us.
What?
I got a little bio from him. I'll send you.
Okay. Yeah.
And on those same lines, Liz, I mean, it's really brought up. I mean, I'm going to be out of town. Family's finally coming in to get together for a little vacation after a couple of years. But Dylan Oswald, I mean, I can give you that information. I mean, he's an Eagle Scout with a little ceremony. So I don't know if we can get, you know, some kind of recognition drawn from the board.
Yep.
And maybe frame it. And again, you know, I was invited there having it Saturday. It was very short notice on this one as well. But if we can get, you know, in a few days, but if we can do that as a board, I think that would be beneficial. And if I can drop it off or give it to Dylan. Again, I don't know if the invitation is extended for somebody else. The ceremony for that is going to be in Stockport. So I don't know if anybody, you know, I can see, you know, interested in that. So that's what comes.
Sure. I was talking to him about, I think I mentioned it, for Kozlowski that just retired.
Yeah. So you got the floor to heat.
I would like to give him a citation also for all his years of service.
Where is he retiring from?
Village Castle Police Department.
Brian Kozlowski?
Yeah.
But like I said, Brian, Dylan, he's a Castle resident, and unfortunately, Troop 44 is not in our community in Castle, so he did a troop. I think he did his Eagle Scout project, and I can look into that too at the high school. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Any information helps.
Yes, I'll pull it all up. Anything else? Bob, so we got Bob Darling's going to be on. Where is that going to be?
At the fire, at the fire's home, right?
Okay, at the fire.
Firehouse.
Bring him over.
Yep.
Good. No, it's allowed in.
No, well, it's a drive-through.
Yeah.
We're going to open the basement.
Oh, okay. People are going to drive right by and beat them over. Yeah. That's nice.
He is and he was the face of Green County Fire for
Seems like 100 years, but he was a great guy. He did a lot of good stuff. Bob did a lot of good stuff.
Not the oldest. I think Fred is the oldest.
He did a lot of good stuff for the fire.
Bob is like second, I think.
Really?
I think so.
Is that all right?
I don't think Bob's the oldest.
Anything else, Patrick, coming off?
No, I'm not.
All right, let's have a motion.
Motion.
Motion by